if you remember the ship, if it didn't take your mind from you, then you understand. When we get to the place where the paper tells us to go, first thing I ask the Tubob, one of Lord Dunmore's soldiers, is what about my woman and my little boy? And he say that my freedom is for me and me alone. But how could it be that? What use is being forever unchained if my love's still bound up? These Tubob, no matter where they from, no matter how they sound, they share a strange way of thinking about freedom. They don't know what's free unless they line it up against what ain't. And for them, what ain't always got to be you. Give me liberty or give me death. We heard that a slave owner named Patrick Henry said that in a speech he gave to the other Tubob. I laugh for two reasons. For one, he don't know what he say to be invitation for his own slaves to rise up against him. They feel yoked by their mother England, like we yoked by her colonies. If they break the chains, they showing how we can break our own. And there is at least as many of us as there is them. Only guns make it uneven. For two, for people who have everything, they seem to know not a thing. The only way to have what's yours and for no other reason than because you here, because you alive, is to kill yourself to keep it. But if you remember the ship, the bellowing, rocking ship, you reckon they make it such that something so foolish makes all the sense in the world. I didn't even say goodbye to Catherine and William because what use is there in remembering faces I ain't never gonna see again? I just run off in the night with Right John and Left Julius and me in the middle of them, stumbling in the woods, looking for the spot where Left Julius, the only one of us who can read, which cost him his left eye, told us the paper said we were supposed to go. When we finally arrive, the first thing I ask about is Catherine and William. And I know I was right to leave in silence instead of remembering their faces.